look at us. Straight up at 8 o'clock, it's a Friday edition of The Mornings with Ed Show. Welcome to the program. And as we do each and every Friday morning, we're so honored to have the president and CEO of the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce, Aaron Slattery, with us. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Fantastic.
Good.
I'm so excited to be here.
Excited to have you. This is a cool thing now. This is this cool chemistry thing we're working on. And by the way, I can't hear anything when you're talking to me and I have my cans on. So I think she just cussed me out for some reason. I'm not sure. I think she just said something that I like, wait a minute, I can't hear. All right, yeah. All right. It didn't come with any hand gestures, so I think I'm okay. Aaron, how's it going?
Really good. We're going to be making phone calls today for a lot of restaurants. We still need some last minute paperwork, which is what I was trying to let you know.
Okay.
We still need that last minute paperwork from you as well.
Okay.
So if you're a restaurant and you still haven't gotten that one last form in, please get that in today.
Right. And our last minute paperwork is really, I'm sorry, you'll get it today.
Okay.
You'll get it today. Sorry, but thank you. So going well, going well?
We're so excited.
It's the 13th. It's like coming up.
It's less than a week away.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
All right. Yes. So how big of an exhale are you going to have on October 14th?
Oh,
are you taking the 14th off, by the way?
No. We're planning on being in the office. If anybody calls in with any questions about lost items or things like that, you
right.
know, we're expecting a lot of those kind of things the next day,
right.
As well as, you know, any cleanup and things like that we need to do the following week.
Oh, yeah. There's that power washing stuff I get it. I remember that.
I have that all squared away. They're coming in the next morning because there's actually an event that night on Friday. So we have to get everything all cleaned up at the festival before 2 p.m.
Yeah, you'll be working on the 14th.
Yeah.
You brought in one of my favorite people in town, and I've been wanting to meet this guy. We see him everywhere, and I'm glad that we have an opportunity to talk to him right now from the Laguna Beach Historical Society. Ed Stork is in. He's the president of the Laguna Beach Historical Society. Welcome, Ed. How are you?
I'm very good. Mm-hmm. I'm actually the immediate past president right now.
Okay.
I just became that.
You just became the immediate past president.
Right.
Okay, what happened?
I'm just kidding. My term limit was up.
All right. Okay. And look, he walked away without any problems. See how that works out? It should work out that way. So you started off as a history professor in Chicago or in Illinois, right?
Yeah, in the suburbs of Chicago. Yes.
Right. All right. And what brought you to Laguna Beach?
My son called and said that he and his wife were going to have a baby. It would be my first grandchild. And I had retired, so I moved out here, and we've lived in the same house or next door to each other ever since.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. And I'm curious, that grandchild, did they play Little League here in town?
No, it was two girls.
Oh, it was two girls? Well, and there should have been Little League for girls at that point.
I guess there is, but they weren't interested.
So I just mentioned Little League. Talk to us a little bit about the Little League teams here in town.
Well, I don't know a lot about the Little League teams other than I know the fact that they started here in Laguna Beach in 1950.
Right.
Rotary was sponsored one of them. There were other clubs that sponsored it. And the man who was the honorary president was Jack Norworth,
right.
a resident of Laguna Beach who wrote Take Me Out to the Ball Game in 1908.
So every time we're at any baseball game and we start singing that, it's his.
That's his
song.
Jack Norworth. He passed away in 1959, but...
Right.
It lives on.
Right. A Laguna Beach resident. I love knowing that. Yeah. That is so very cool. And I think that I was singing it together during the Angels-Yankee game when they were out here. Yeah. That's so fantastic to know. So what kind of stuff does the Historical Society do?
Well, the first thing I'm going to read to you is the mission of the Historical Society,
sure.
So I get it exactly right here.
All right.
The mission of the Laguna Beach Historical Society shall be the collection, presentation, and dissemination of knowledge about the history of Laguna Beach. It's an all-volunteer, IRC 501c3 nonprofit, and it's tax-exempt.
Excellent. Fantastic. Excellent. Much like we are.
Yeah,
much like we are. It's really is. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, welcome to the club.
Thank you.
So the kind of things that you do around town, what are the...
Okay, well, our headquarters are at what we call the Murphy Smith Bungalow.
Right.
Which is at 278 Ocean Avenue,
right.
between Wells Fargo Bank and Whole Foods,
right.
and across the street from Bank of America. And we open that up to the public to see the bungalow itself, right, which is a period piece from 1923. And also we have rotating exhibits. And in fact, you mentioned Little League. Little League is a special exhibit that's up right now because Laguna Beach Little League is 70 years old.
Wow. All right. And that bungalow, we all pass it by every single day. If you're on your way to Whole Foods or the bank or whatever, if you're traveling up and down Ocean Avenue, there's the bungalow. And it's can we just step on in?
Well, we're open from 1 to 4 p.m. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Right.
With volunteers there. If somebody or a group wants to come in some other time, we can arrange that too.
Right.
But we need volunteers. The more volunteers we have, the more we're open.
Right. Okay. And some of the as you change, as you say, you just left as the president of it. Does the board change? The board of directors, does that change as often?
It changes some. Well, it wasn't very often. I was volunteer coordinator for a while. I was president-elect for 4 years and president for 4 years.
Right.
So it doesn't change that often. But we try to get some new blood on the board.
Right. And how can listeners that are listening right now, how can they support the Historical Society?
Well, the chief way is to become a member.
Okay.
And the basic membership is $25. Now, obviously, there are also higher memberships.
Right.
And you can send that to 278 Ocean Avenue.
Right.
Or you can look at our website and do it through PayPal. There's a lot of ways to pay for a membership. Then beyond that, we need volunteers.
Right.
Primarily at the bungalow, but we have other activities too.
Right. And the volunteers give tours or?
Yeah, they give tours. They're hospitable. If people don't want a lengthy tour, they'll just answer questions and so forth. They're there to be hospitality centered. It's kind of like a small museum.
Right.
You won't see anything around in Laguna Beach like that.
Right. And I'm telling you right now, if you haven't been by there and just taken a walk through it, it really is a piece of Laguna. And the house itself, the bungalow itself, 1923, it gives you that feel. It gives you that feel of old Laguna, doesn't it?
Yes. The furnishings are not original for the most part, but they're period pieces.
Right.
And most everything we've got, somebody's given to us.
Right. So you said memberships are as low as 25.
25
and how per year. And how high up does that go?
They go as high as you want, but the highest official membership is $1,000.
Okay. All right.
And then we have 100 and 500 in between those official memberships. But you can donate any amount you want.
For the $1,000, can I sleep in the bungalow for a couple of days?
No, you can't because we don't have an occupancy permit. Otherwise, we let you sleep there.
I'm just checking.
Maybe we can get you a T-shirt or a bag or something like that. We've got around as souvenirs.
So any events coming up? Anything you got planned coming up?
Well, yeah, we have regular programs, usually 5 a year.
Okay.
The one this fall fell through. The pandemic has hurt us, obviously.
Right.
So our next program, I think, will be in it's either going to be November or January.
Okay.
But I'm not sure on that one right now. But we do about 5 programs a year.
Okay.
And they're all about the history of Laguna Beach, obviously.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So
one of our programs this spring was about the Little League.
Right.
And by the way, if you want to visit us between 1 and 4 p.m., Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we change the exhibits from time to time. So you can come back.
Oh, yeah, excellent. Definitely. Yeah. Excellent. All right. Ed, I can't tell you how glad I was to finally run across you, finally meet you here.
Yeah.
And I'm telling our listeners immediately, get by there. Go by there and see the bungalow. Go by there and volunteer if you want to become a member. Yeah, $25 is a nice, decent price to become a member. And then if not, just volunteer.
Yeah, and the volunteers can do as little or as much as they want.
Right. Never say that. You never say that. You get a bunch of people just sitting on your porch there at the bungalow and not doing much of anything.
But what a great learning experience to be able to learn all those facts so that you can answer all those questions for everybody.
Right.
Exactly. When you're there, if there aren't visitors, there's loads of things to look at and read. Mm-hmm. And we have some archives in the house, but most of them are over at Wells Fargo Bank. That's one of our needs.
Right.
We need a place where we can keep our archives where people can go into them. As it is, only our archivist and a couple others of us can go in the Wells Fargo and access those things.
So do you consider yourself a Laguna Beach historian?
I'm not the best by any means. I haven't been here that long.
Right.
And when I came here, I knew practically nothing about Laguna Beach, but I'm learning.
Okay.
So who at the Historical Society would you say is the most Laguna Beach historian that knows all the questions, all the answers to all the questions?
I'd say Jane Jans. She has been here for, her family's been here for several generations.
Right.
That's the Ish Building. It was her father and grandfather. Okay. She's written a book. She's got archives at her house all over, and she really knows most everything about Laguna Beach.
Wow. All right. We'll get Jane in. I've got a lot of questions for Jane Jans. I really do. There's a lot of stuff I want to know about.
The problem is she's not big on speaking in public.
Right. Oh. That's always the case. Isn't that always the case?
She knows it all. I've asked her to speak numerous times. She says, you do it.
So. Well, this is a private area. You know, it's just the three of us.
Yeah, right. Maybe she could. Maybe she might. You
know. Right, yeah. I think she'd be comfortable
here.
We have
others that are good at better Laguna Beach history than I am. We have people that were born here in Laguna Beach.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Not all of them, but several of them.
Yes, like myself.
Right. Now, you do you consider, so you were born and raised here in Laguna Beach. Do you consider yourself kind of a little historian that you...
I wouldn't say I'm a historian, but I definitely consider myself a concierge for Laguna.
Very well put.
Yeah, I help as much as I can, direct people in the right directions.
Right.
Direct them towards us. We appreciate
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Right. Now, blindfolded, can you list off the streets from north to south? If you
absolutely not, because I just drive them. I don't know the names.
Oh, she's been here a few years and doesn't know the names of the. I love that. I love that.
Maybe I should mention why we call it the Murphy Smith Bungalow.
Yes. Please.
And not just the Laguna Beach Historical Society headquarters. It was first occupied by Mr. Murphy and his family.
Okay.
And he was there for a short time. I think he was a magistrate in town. And he ended up being indicted for illegal liquor during Prohibition.
Okay.
I don't think he was ever convicted, but he left. When he left, Mrs. Smith came in. In 1930, she wasn't there the entire time, but she died in that house when she was 91 at the age of 90. And the age of 91 in 1990.
Okay.
And after that, it became the new Historical Society.
Wow, there you go. Prohibition, you bring up Prohibition. Mm-hmm. I would have been definitely one of the people going to the speakeasies and saying the secret word, to get in, whatever.
We have a little cellar in there where I think that's where they kept it.
I love that.
Really? Can you see that when you go in on the tour?
Well,
can you see
we could show it to you, but you have to get the thing out of the floor. Like
right.
It's an actual cellar.
You know, they didn't want too many people to know.
Yeah.
In fact, I think a couple of policemen were indicted with Mr. Murphy who probably were protecting him.
Oh. Right.
that's all unclear, that history there.
You do know more than you've let on. Yeah.
You know, Prohibition didn't do away with liquor, just did away with legal liquor.
Right, exactly. Right. That's why I know the secret password to get in. So, Aaron, what's the Chamber got coming up aside from this magnificent taste that we're all going to be a part of?
Aside from taste, let's see, what else is coming up this month? We have, on October 25th, we have this interesting webinar that most businesses might want to check out. It's a free webinar. It's called Reporting Unclaimed Property, What Businesses Need to Know. And that's the State Controller's Office that's doing that. And it's on October 25th from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. And there is a link on the website. As I mentioned previously, we also have the Sunset Mixer Cruise.
Right.
And that is on Thursday, October 27th. And that's in the evening, 5:30 to 8:30. And also, as I mentioned previously, it's one of the few venues that some of our members can actually sell product if they get a vendor's table.
Right.
So that is very special. New this month, for our new members with the Chamber, we're doing a new member meet and greet on Tuesday, October 25th at 5:30 at the Oak Laguna Beach. It's going to be no host. Just come and mix and mingle with new members.
Right.
And
that's going to be at Oak?
That's going to be at Oak.
Oak, yes. By the way, has just got it. So the new chef, Nick Shipp?
Yes.
Yes, mm-hmm. is an amazing chef. The food is fantastic there. And I'm just now hooked on their bread pudding, by the way.
Oh, I haven't tried that yet.
Oh, God, you got to try it. The bread pudding has a popcorn ice cream. It's kind of vanilla with a popcorn flavor.
Oh, my gosh.
And it as delicious as it is, you're just sucking up the bread pudding, though. That's how good it is. It's like, really good. I'm thinking about getting it on the way home now this afternoon again. But yeah, so, I'm sorry. No.
I'm glad you mentioned that because I know what I'm getting next, when I go on that event. So... we just had our Government Affairs Committee meeting with Peter Blake, and next month we have Alex Ranaghi. So,
fantastic.
Yes.
All right.
So, we are really looking forward to hearing his thoughts.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Excellent. I can't thank you enough, Ed Stork, Laguna Beach Historical Society, for stepping in this morning. We'll look forward to seeing you around town and definitely seeing you at the bungalow.
Yes, I hope we'll see many of your listeners.
And you can bet
there on a Friday, Saturday, or Sunday.
You can bet you will, and you can bet that I'll be asking to see that cellar where the speakeasy used to be.
Yeah, happy to show it to you.
The Prohibition Cellar.
President and CEO of the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce, Aaron Slattery, thank you so very much for being here as well.
Thank you.
All right, 8:18 the time. It's the Mornings with Ed Show.